God never stops working for us. And he is the path. He is the way maker in our life. Now, we know that Satan, he tries, and he does really good at trying to stumble us, make us fall, steer away from God. We would just fail. He would try to use all things, sickness, our failures, our financial problems, our family issues, our surroundings, our challenges, issues in societies and politics, and everything and all things. Satan is at full attempt and full attack to harm us and destroy us. If we are untouched and we are left alone with our own wits, with our own abilities, with our own devices, Satan would easily destroy and devour us. And because we are vulnerable, we are weak, and we can be influenced and swayed, sometimes it feels like God is so distant. God has stopped in my life. God is so away from me and is not listening to my prayers. But no, no, no. God never stops. Never stops his working. God is faithful. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is the promise keeper. He is the way maker in our life, just as he was and he will. Our God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And there is nothing too hard for God. And there is nothing he cannot handle. And because we know who we are in Christ Jesus and what we mean to God, we can say with confidence, God is my way maker. Now, the Bible tells us, if God is for us, who can be against us? God is the answer to my every need. He is my burden bearer. I am always in my life. God is the way maker. Now remember, Israelites, they have just came out of Egypt. All Israelites, Hebrews, they lived all their life in Egypt. They never knew about this wilderness. Nobody went out to this dry desert. Nobody, not one single soul was prepared for the battles and combat. No experiences. But God, through the leading of the Moses, led all millions and millions of Israelites out of Egypt. And they were there in this wilderness, unprepared. They didn't know anything about how to live in this wilderness. Why? All their life they've been slaves, manual working. They lived in the Goshen area of Egypt, this delta of the Nile, where the land produced much fruit and the soil was rich. All their life, they were slaves to masters, day and night. What they only did was manual working, labor. They were not prepared for the wilderness. But God is the way maker. God covered their unpreparedness, and God made ways for them. Because it was hot during the days and cold in nights in this wilderness, God stayed with them, led them through the pillars of fire and pillars of cloud. During the days when it was hot, the cloud was there to give the shade so that they can be cool. At nighttime when it was cold, the pillar of fire was with them to provide the warmth that they need to stay the night of this wilderness. For 40 years of their wilderness, God stayed with them, provided this day and night. Because the food and livestock they brought out of Egypt, they ran out very soon, and they had nothing to eat. For 40 years in this wilderness, day and night, God provided manna and quail to eat every day during their stay. The walk in the wilderness was tiring and it was thirsty. God provided water for them to drink. And they weren't prepared for any battles because they were slaves, no combat experiences. But God was with them that they can go out with God's help and win the battles. God reminded the Israelites after the end of the 40 years, this is what God said to them, Deuteronomy 29. During the 40 years that I led you through the wilderness, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet, said God. Hey, all throughout the 40 years, you were unprepared. You didn't know anything, but I provided everything for you. In fact, your sandals weren't even worn out. Your clothes weren't worn out. I was there to provide every detail, every need of your life. I'm the way maker. And the same God prepares ways for us. Yes, we will go through some challenges this year. This new 2026 does not automatically make all pain-free, trouble-free. No, we will still face with the same challenges and difficulties. We cannot skip or escape the journey of this wilderness that we have just entered this year, 2026. But know this, wilderness is just a pathway to our promised destination. God did not say that we would be easy, no problems. God did not say we would have no hardships. God did not say this will be short or it will be painless. But God did say this, I will be with you every step of your life. Listen to our passage again, Isaiah 43. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out of the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. What we need to believe is that God has made all the necessary provisions in my life. For this year, God is able to do new things in my life. Now, there are two things of new. New things that is repeated this year. Same old routine things in my life that I need to do on my work, my studies, my projects, my family. That we need to, same things that happened last year, we need new. That is same old, but is new today. But there's another new. God can bring a totally new thing in my life. Something that hasn't happened before. Something I wasn't aware of. I haven't seen before. Yes, God is God who gives us this path of new things into our life. Listen to what the Bible says here. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. Through Christ, all things. When the Bible says all, it means all. Through Jesus Christ, all things comes to us. Amen. Ephesians 4:6, our God, the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Paul understood this. Who is the way maker? He said in Philippians 4:3, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. John 15:5, Jesus said this, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. 1 John 4:4, you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Again and again, the Bible tells us this. God is our way maker. He is the promise keeper. He is the light in our path who gives us the ways that we need in our life over and over again. And I pray that we would be firm on this year. God is the provider. God is my way maker in my life. God has already provided all things for me. And we need to believe this. Now, Satan will come and just try to lure us, try to make this confidence away. No, he will instill the, you know, doubts in our hearts, questions in our hearts. Now, how can we remain steadfast, unwavering, despite the struggles, challenges that we will face? Unanswered prayers, doubts that keeps keeping in. How can we remain strong in faith? Really believing, yes, God is my way maker. God is promise keeper. What he promised, he will fulfill it. How are we not going to moved, but be strong in our faith? Whatever our situation, our climate, hot or cold, wet or dry, problems, conditions, temptation or failure, how can we remain steadfast? Number one, remember this is God's promise. How are we not going to be moved, but stay firm with this belief that yes, God is going to be my help this year? Number one, remember, it's God's promise. It's God's promise. Over and over again, God has made a way for his people. We see that over and over again in the Bible, where it was impossible for men, God did it. Where it was no hope, God did it. When they didn't deserve it, God did it. When they didn't understand, God did it. When they tried everything and failed, God did it. Over and over again in the Bible, it tells us that God has made a way for his people over and over again. So it's important to remember this. God does the impossible. God is delighted to do impossibles in our life. God works miracles in our life. And they can be fulfilled as promised in the Bible. Now, there are plenty of times in our life that we don't really understand, can't see how things are going to work. We don't really see how we can be assured of, how we can be peaceful. And that's when Jesus comes in and he does the impossible. I mean, think about what Jesus has to offer to us. Jesus saves us. Jesus heals us. Jesus delivers us. Jesus changes us. He empowers us. Jesus makes us, you know, restores us. He gives visions to us. He fulfills his promises to us. I mean, everything that we ever need in our life, it is all through our Lord Jesus Christ. And to those who have Jesus in them, to those who cling on to Jesus, yes, Lord, you are the provider. You can do it in my life. You can provide all the things. And you're the only answer. To those who can confess that and believe that and remember that Jesus is all to us. Jesus comes along and he will be our way maker. He gives us a chance to see how he's doing. When we rely on Jesus and give Jesus the chance to do it, he will come in and gladly do the things that we would ever, never expect before. Here's a passage about what God did. Psalm 77:19, your road led through the sea, your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. It was underlined words. You see, the pathway, what God does is that no one knew. I mean, think about this. Israelites, they have just came out of this Egypt. Millions and millions of them. But there's the Red Sea in front of them. Ways from behind. No. Egyptian armies are coming for them. And guess what God did? God parted the Red Sea so that they can walk on dry land to the other side. I mean, can you imagine? That's unthinkable. You cannot think or even imagine what God can do in our life. And that's how God works. God is the miracle worker. And we can never anticipate or expect or even dream of things like how God does in our life. I want to share you a little story of me, just briefly, about this area. I mean, I can testify over and over again, hours and hours, how God has brought so many miracles in my life. I mean, dozens and dozens of miracles. Well, I've already told you about my studies at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, and I want to tell you about that a little bit. I mean, God led me to this school because I could not afford any other schools. I mean, it was only at Moody that they offered tuition-paid education. What that means is those who were accepted as a freshman to this, you know, undergrad school, every student who are accepted, they get paid full tuition. They don't pay anything about their education. If you know any people who wants to get a quality Christian education, talk to me. Come to me and I'll give a good reference letter. And that might be a little help. I mean, Moody is a wonderful school, and it gives that wonderful privilege that all incoming students who are enrolled to an undergrad school, their tuition is paid for them. And I said, wow, this is a great school. Now, I was a freshman or a high school young student, and my father, back then, he was a church planter. It's a small church that could not afford me to go abroad and study. And Moody, they will pay for my tuition, but they still required other expenses. Room and board and textbooks and other service fees are still needed to pay. And that alone was about $10,000 a year. I had to eat. I had to sleep. I had to pay for it. Now, for my dad, who was so poor, a small church planter, could not afford that kind of money to support me and send me off to Moody. And as a high schooler, it was painful. I knew that that was a great opportunity there. It would be great to go to Moody, but $10,000 was out of our reach. No way. And with that painful heart, I remember I was talking to someone in my church. I said, well, I don't know my future. We were sharing about our future. I don't know my future, but I let God to use me wherever, where, and whatever. I still remember that. And I was sharing that, and it was, I don't know, maybe a month or two later, miracle. Miracle happened. My dad knew a friend from his high school buddy, and he didn't meet with him. He didn't know, but he happened to meet one day with this high school buddy who happens to work at a bank. And he was sharing with his friend. My dad was sharing with his friend that about his financial situation, how he's so poor with this church planting, and how he desired to send his son, me, to the school in Moody, but there's no money that. And he said he heard about this situation. He said, "All right, I can help. I think I can help you with that loan." Now, our father, my parents, we cannot support any collateral, no credit, nothing. And this was 1980s. We didn't have no credit card, nothing. And he was able to provide that loan with no collateral or no credit. It's a mystery still how he did it. And that with that loan that was able and was given to us, I was off to Moody and studied there, and here I am today. God is a way maker. He would do miracles in our life. And when we expect God that he can do it, I believe that God heard my faith, my surrender. All right, God, I don't know how, but I put my life to you. You can use me wherever and however. And with that small faith that I showed to God, God opened miraculous ways that I would never expect it. It's a still mystery how God opened that kind of money without collateral or credit. God is still the way maker today. And he can come in your life and do the miracles when you would just let him do it. Number two, how can we not be swayed but stay strong? Number two, expect God to be the way maker. We need many areas of help in our life. I mean, the size of this crowd, I'm sure there are people who need help with their finances, help of God with their, health, your family, hope, purpose, your future, career, faith, business, and many, many areas that we need help. And no matter what it is, God can do it. And God can do it as we believe him and give God a chance to do it. You heard me. You need to give God the chance to do the things that God can. Now, how do we give God that chance? Well, what God is moved, how God is moved is through our faith, not our needs. Hear me that again. How does God move? It is through our faith, not our needs. We have many needs. No, God is not moved by our needs, but through our faith. Remember the New Testament Jesus? Whenever Jesus performed a miracle, why Jesus did was to see faith in that person. Now, that doesn't mean that we earn God's touch or force God to do it. But we can touch God through our faith. And that's the part that we need, making God to do his. This is what Hebrews 11:6 says. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So what are some faith ways? What are some things that we can in our life to have that faith so that God can move and do miracles in our life? I am going to show you four biblical ways to show our faith. Number one, we can love others. Others, they may not deserve my love. Others, they don't seem to be fitting to give my love. But we give my love regardless. And this is how we show the love of God, by showing them God's love. And then in the process, God is going to open up the heaven as we love others to bring that needed help and miracles in our life. Number two, we serve the church. You know, being involved in a local church is a great way to serve God, and is an opening to God's blessings in your life. We have many areas to serve. I mean, at this church, we have ushers and welcoming teams and worshipers and choirs and Awana program and teaching kids in our Zera or media team and many, many places that you can plug in and serve. By serving, you are asking God, yes, God, I want to grow. I want to near you. And may your wonderful help come in my life. Number three, pray and fast. You know, something happens when we pray and when we fast. When, especially when we fast, we're specifically asking God, God, I am fasting and praying for this. And that gives that clarity of what we're asking God. God, you know, sometimes we pray just mumbling. We don't really focus on what we're praying. But fasting enables us to really be specific and ask God powerfully. We pray to get closer to God and to see God, Him, to move. And number four, as we give to God our finances, offerings, and we give to God and we can test God. That's the Bible. What Bible? It says in Malachi chapter 3, by giving an offering to God, we give to God and give a chance to God to return God's ways. And the Bible says you can test God even with our giving. So God actively responds to his people today, all throughout the scripture, and he answers our cries and our prayers. We need to go for it. We need to love others, serve the church, pray and fast and give. And as we do these things by faith, yes, Lord, I do it and declare that by faith you can come into my life and do the things that I have never dreamed of, I can never imagine of, things of your power. There's no doubt 2026 will have challenges, will bring us difficulties, discouraging things, doubtful things. But get this, never give up. Never give up. Never forget that God is always with you and working in you. Never give up. Always come to God. No matter what you see that it's not working, no matter you feel God is not doing anything, that's not true. That's your wrong perception. That's how the Satan wants you to believe. No, no, no. God is at work no matter where you are. As long as you hold on to God, believe him, he is working. Think about the Israelites when they saw the Red Sea in front of them. Oh God, you have forgot about us. In the wilderness, there's nothing to eat. Oh God, you have forgotten about us. You see, God has already made the way for his people. Believe. Never give up. Hold on to God. Yes, God is going to work for me. So I encourage you to reach out to God. Give God a chance to move by your faith. And see the way maker do the things that you need in your life. The best is yet to come. Believe it. Believe it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this year, a new beginning of new year. And we know that God still faithfully continues your goodness even through this year. Yes, we look for this year with a bigger anticipation. You will come in and will do the wonderful, miraculous things in our life because you are the way maker, you are the promise keeper, you are the light that shines in our life. Yes, Father, we pray and expect in faith that you will help us. Help us in turn give you the chance and opportunity to work in our life by faith. Thank you that you are never ever the same God before, today, and tomorrow. Alpha and Omega, who are our God. Thank you. In Jesus' name I prayed. Amen. Alleluia.